Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. Just in time for Halloween, Vin Diesel arrives with The Last Witch Hunter. And let's just hope this truly is the last one. Diesel plays the title role, a warrior who's cursed with immortality and spends centuries fighting all manner of evil folk. It's got some visual razzle-dazzle, but Diesel's one-note performance is befitting of this one-note movie. Let's hope the title is truth in advertising. Gem and the Holograms is a live-action musical adaptation of the 1980s animated TV series and line of Hasbro dolls. Big-screen versions have worked for Transformers and G.I. Joe, but this one is for preteen girls, and it's like pop music purgatory. After watching this, you may feel like you've been bludgeoned with a lollipop. Bill Murray's singular presence isn't enough to save Rock the Casbah, a misguided farce about an aging pop music promoter trying to champion a girl singer in Afghanistan. Murray may be getting good buzz, but it's got nothing to do with the movie. The tone is all over the place, so even with Murray, Sharif don't like it. Rock the Casbah is just plain dull. The Chinese melodrama Coming Home is a sentimental and manipulative tearjerker, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. After all, it comes from one of the world's great filmmakers, Zhang Yimou, and stars his muse, actress Gong Li. During a cultural revolution, a man is sent away to a labor camp for social rehabilitation. When he returns to his faithful wife after 20 years, he finds her suffering from emotional amnesia. It's a heartbreaking social drama. Also opening this week, Kurt Russell returns to the Western genre with Bone Tomahawk. Paranormal Activity: The Ghost Dimension is the sixth in the Supernatural found footage franchise. And Peace Officer is a documentary about the increase of military-style tactics and equipment by police forces. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM.